It's already mentioned that the Chassidus, the Chassidim discuss it. It's talking about who's the greatest enemy that we have. It's the Yetzer Hara. He says to him, you go out to make mechoma on your enemy, just go out and do the very best you can. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give the Yetzer Hara into your hand and you'll capture him. Capture him means everything that you've done in the past, etc. Okay? There's a feeling that I have through this week's parasha that if you look through it, and again, it's not exclusive, but it's very substantial in this week's parasha. You look through the mitzvahs, and they're slightly different to the regular mitzvahs that you have in the Chola Torah Kula. I'll give you an example. It's a bit of a journey here. For example, Parshas Boy talks about the halachas of not breaking a bone. Take a Korban Pesach, don't break the bone. Why? So Chiduch said, don't be a savage. Here you have a Korban, be dignified. Don't take a bone and start cracking it and start eating out the thing. Have a bit of manners, be a mensch. In other words, you're dealing there with very much a savage. As the Torah develops, there's a code of conduct that one has to have with regard to Avodah Zarah, with regard to Gil Aroyos, with regard to Shvich Astomim, Leisirtzoch, Leisignoiv, all the various different halachas. In this week's parasha, it's much more about the fine details of halacha, the sensitivities one has. We talk about even, like for example, the halacha that one has to do of being fair with inheritance. Then it talks about Ben Seira Meira. What's Ben Seira Meira? Ben Seira Meira is also it hasn't happened. Why? Because it's so unusual is to us understand the concept of going steering off the wrong way. It's never happened before. I want it to be sensitive to the fact that too much wine, too much meat, and not educating a child correctly can end up with a monster. Just be aware of it. It's not even practical. Be aware of it. And the Apostle then talks about the halachas. You name it. Talks about the halachas of the fine details of kan tzipor lefanecho, dealing with the sensitivities of birds, dealing with the sensitivities of animals, like we'll see. Talking the halachas with regard to paying on time the wages. Here you're not murdering, here you're not stealing, you're going to pay your wages, but make sure you pay it in the correct time. It's about dealing far more with the sensitive issues, being the real mensch to your family, to your wife, to your family, to your employees, to even the animals around you. It's much more about that. So I want to go focus on one particular point, which is absolutely fascinating. And again, this is not drush. This is pasuk in halacha. The pasuk says in Perek Chof Beis Pasuk Dalet, Leisira es chamoyer, the chamoyer, the donkey of his friend, of his brother, or his shoyer noiflim aderech, falling along the wayside, v'hisalam to mehem, and you'll ignore it. Hokem tokim imoy. There's a chiyuv to hokem tokim imoy, means there's a chiyuv to help him raise it up. What's that referring to? What's this referring to? Hokem tokim imoy is referring to the halacha of ti'ina. Ti'ina means, says Rashi, lahatin masoy shnofal me'olov. So what happens is this guy is going along, he has a job to do, he has to hit the market in the right time, and he's got all his stuff laid on very carefully on his donkey, and the donkey trips on something and it falls off, so he needs help now to reload it. The animal isn't suffering at all. Yeah, the animal's not suffering, it just doesn't have the stuff on, he's probably having a bit of a rest. The owner may be suffering a loss by not having it. There's a chiv to help him. Machlekes in Rawa, there's a chiv if he has to pay, or doesn't have to pay, but there's a chiv to help him.
But if he doesn't help with
him, correct, absolutely right. Exactly. He's talking, hokim, talking, imma, he's got to help together with him. Yeah, together with him, does it together. If he just says, it's your mitzvah, I'm standing on the side, then there's no mitzvah to help him. Absolutely correct. Okay? So therefore, this is the mitzvah of ti'ina, of loading up. In Parshas Mishpatim, it's a different posuk. The posuk says, in Chof Gimel, posuk hey, if you see that the donkey of your enemy crouching under its weight, may help him. So again, same notion of of help him, hakin tokim as a tazik to help him. What's that pasuk referring to? That's referring to a pasuk of prika. Prika means of unloading the animal. Why does the animal need to be unloaded? Because the animal may have been loaded too much, or the animal is suffering under its weight, and the animal is clearly not doing very well. There's a halacha there of prika, of unloading the animal. Okay? So you have one halacha of prika, one halacha of te'ina. Okay? Now, what's the pasuk say though? There's a chiluk in the pasuk. The pasuk says in Parshas Mishpatim, Kisira chamor soin acho roivets tachas masoi. You see the donkey of your enemy, of soin acho, of your enemy under his suffering there. That's referring to the pasuk of prik of unloading. Here it talks about leisira es chamor ochicho, of your brother. Here we're talking about te'ina. So the shaila is, what happens if you have prika versus te'ina? What happens if you have a situation, you have two people. One needs to load up the donkey, and one needs to unload the donkey. What comes first? Unload the donkey. Why? Because you have tzar balechaim. The Gemara learns tzar balechaim, perhaps is deraisa. The fact that animal is suffering is deraisa. Here you have one animal who's leisurely waiting to be loaded up. Other animal is puffing and panting underneath the load. There's a chiyuv to help you first called tzar balechaim. That's poshut. Says the Gemara, listen to this Gemara. Gemara in Psachim Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says, it's a Gemara in Bava Metzia, Lamud Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Toshima, Oy heiv lifroik v'soina litoy. Here we don't have enemies or friends doing both. Here you have Oy heiv lifroik v'soina litoy. You have an Oy heiv, the person who needs to be lifroik, to take off. In other words, you have a friend that you need unloading, and you have the soina litoin, and your enemy needs loading up. What comes first?
Unload.
Obviously, unloading. Says the Gemara, mitzvah b'soina. It's a mitzvah to load up your enemy's donkey first. It's a mitzvah to load up your enemy's donkey first. Says the Gemara, k'dei lochuf es yitzro, in order to make yourself subjugated to your yetzer. In other words, to work on yourself. You want to help your enemy, you want to help your friend, help your enemy first. Says the Gemara, v'is al kadai tach tzar balechaim deraisa. If you say tzar balechaim is deraisa, yeah, so he says, ha'odiflei, it's better to help the animal that's suffering. Answers the Gemara, filo hochel kadai lochuf es yitzroi odif. It's better to look after, to make your yetzer hara do what you have to do. So let's get this clear. The Gemara could hold that tzar balechaim chaim is deraisa. Here we have an animal that's suffering. Animal that's suffering. We ignore the animal that's suffering. And what do? You look after the animal that's not suffering to load him up. Why? Could they lock off his yitzroi in order to what? To make yourself more
confident.
To work on your midas, work on your yitzhara. Now, who is this soine? Who is this enemy that we're talking about? Who's this enemy? The Gemara talks about, again, the apostle talks about an enemy that needs to be loaded, that needs to be unloaded. Who's this enemy? The enemy that needs to be, the enemy that needs to be loaded. Who is this? Who's this soina?
Someone who's fighting you.
So he says the Gemara, who's this enemy? Says the Gemara, bear with me. The Gemara says, Kisire, Chamois Nacharevis Tachasoy, Mi Soine. Who is this enemy that you're talking about that is a chiyuv to load up his animals first? Ilema Soine Nochre, if you're talking about a goy, so the Gemara, it's not true. The Gemara says, if you have a Soine, a goy, a Soine Yisrael, the halacha is, we ignore the goy, do it to a Soine Yisrael. A Pshita Soine Yisrael. Says the Gemara, what do you mean you hate this guy? Umi Shari Lemisani. Why are you talking about an enemy of yours? Are you allowed to hate him? You're not allowed to hate him. Answers the Gemara, Elo de Ika Sahadi de Ovid Isura. Only that, why is he your enemy? Because this guy is a Rasha. And it's a mitzvah to hate a Rasha. And it's Adim that's seen him do something wrong. Says the Gemara, if so, Kula Almanami Masni Sagile. Everyone should hate him. Why does it say it's your enemy? Why is it personal? So the Gemara, Elo Lav Ki Agavna de Chozi Be Ihu Devar Ervo. You saw him misbehaving badly. This guy makes himself out as a big tzaddik, and you saw him with your own eyes misbehaving in a way that clearly compromised any level of tznius, and this person now becomes your enemy. Right? This is the Soina that we're talking about, which is a permission. You're allowed to hate him because you know very well that he did things that you didn't listen to the Torah. You're allowed to hate him. Again, I'm not going to halachas or when and how, but you're allowed to hate him. This is a Soina that you're talking about. So what Soina are we talking about? We're talking about a person who is not a personal thing. It's something that you dislike because it did something wrong. And over here, what do we have? A case where you have this Russia who needs to load up his donkey. Or we have, where there's no Tzar Balechaim, or you have a friend whose donkey is suffering where the Tzar Balechaim Doiraisa. What to do? Look after your enemy first. Look after the Russia first.
Why?
So again, on one hand we have an enemy who's a Russia, where there's no Tzar Balechaim, needs to be loaded up. He can wait a few minutes, let him do it himself. On the other hand, we have a tzaddik, your friend, your ochiv, your brother, whose animal is suffering, and this Russia takes preference. Why? Says Tosfos in Psochim.
And maybe it's not even being Kodesh Yitzro. Maybe you're not supposed to. You know, I'm saying. Like,
exactly. Exactly. So the Gemara says, ask Tosfos on Kufud Gimel Amud Beis in Aviv Psochim. Tosfos asks, Vim Toima, we say, Oymino Oyev, Lifroit, Besoin Alitoi, Mitzvah, Besoinik, De Loch of Yitzro. So he says, Vahashta, my Kfiyas Yitzro Shayach. Why is it Kfiyas Yitzro? Mitzvah, the Soin also. It's a mitzvah to hate him. So why are you working on yourself? It's a mitzvah to hate him. Listen to this, Rabbi Yisai. What's Tosfos' answer? Listen to this. So again, there's a mitzvah to hate him, but because you should be working on yourself, you should look after this animal that's not suffering over your friend's animal that is suffering. What's pshat? And a mitzvah to hate him. V'yeshleima, says Tosfos, Kevin shehu soinoi, gam chaveiroi soina oisoi. You are allowed to hate him. In fact, you have a mitzvah to hate him. Oya v'yashem sinaro, you hate him. Now, what's happening now? He is going to hate you. Why? Tichsev, k'may maponim laponim, kein leva odom laodom. The feelings you have towards somebody, that reflects, and he hates you. Now, so he says, uboy mitoich kachi de sinu gemura. Now he hates you, you are hating him more because he's hating you. In other words, when you are hating him now, it's not just because he's doing an Avera, it's because it's personal.
Why do you have to say that?
That's Pshat Tosfos.
No, maybe you just say that because he's going to hate the one who did the Avera.
Yes.
He's now going to hate that guy, which himself is.
Shouldn't
be hating.
So don't say command upon him. Tosfos says, one second, Rabbi, let's get this clear. Kemeshu soinoi, gam chavera soinoi, so just a command upon him.
Maybe that's the problem.
Uboi mitoich kachli dei sinu gemura.
No, I'm saying maybe just causing him to hate you is
that's not it. No, okay. There are those mafarshim who say that in that way. There is a rashash that says he's causing him to hate him. Okay, that's right. But it's not poshim pshat Tosfos. Let's get this clear. So therefore, let's understand this. There's a mitzvah to hate this guy. There's a mitzvah to hate him. Why? He's a rasha. His animal is not suffering, and the mitzvah is to help him. Why? Because if you hate him, that you're supposed to. He is going to hate you. He's going to hate you more, and therefore, because he hates you, you hate him on a personal level, not because of that you should be hating him. And because of that, that is doicha, a din of helping your friend who's a tzaddik and is a suffering. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands from us. Kedei lochof es yitzroi means that the mitzvah of din of tzar balechaim deiraisa we push away. For an extra sensitivity of a hatred to somebody that you're supposed to hate, but you're doing it too personally. This is Lachof Es Yitzroi. This is what the Torah demands. I have to move along here. These are the levels of sensitivity that is required from us. These are incredible. I want to move on to another mitzvah. Another mitzvah is, the Pasuk says, Leisachroi Shoiva Chamor Yachtov. You're not allowed to take a chamor, a shoy and a chamor together. Yeah? Says a Rambam, hu hadin, any kosher and unkosher animals you may not have together. It's a famous story of the Bris Gerov. He had a horse and he had a bull, but you mustn't pull both together. Why not? See, it's all you say. You mustn't, because it's klein. So what, can I put together a donkey and a horse? Yes. Can I put together a cow and a sheep? Yes. Yes! You mustn't put two kosher and non-kosher. Why? Says, the Bala Turim, beautiful. He says, Sachroish, Beis, B'mesoira. There are two times in Tanakh, it says the word Sachroish. One over here, Lesachroish, Shoiva Chamoir. Another place where it says it in Mishlei Gimel Choftes, it says, Al Tachroish, Areachora. Do not put into your friend bad. So he said, what's the connection? Whenever you have two times, twice, it always has a connection. So he says, the Mefarish Tam, Shilachroich b'shoir v'chamor, lefi shahashoir maligero. A shoir is a maligero, it chews its cud. V'hachamor einoi maligero. And a chamor is a non-kosh and doesn't chew his cud. U'kishayira hashoir maligero. And when his donkey sees the shoir enjoying himself, eating again and again, regurgitating the food, he will think he's an idiot. He's a chamor, right? Not particularly intelligent. He'll think that he's getting more of an advantage eating more. Umitzta'er, and the donkey will be upset. The donkey is a donkey. Shmerel, educate him. Tell him no, we can't expect the donkey to have anything else, and therefore to have a case where the animal is eating that and he's looking like he's enjoying himself, he's not. That kind of jealousy of animals is expected from us. There's a lav deraisa at Malkus for that. If you make that donkey jealous of the shoyer, those are the kind of levels we're talking about here. We're not talking about murder. We're not talking about incest. We're talking about sensitivity of not hating your friend more than he must be hated. Not allowing your shoyer to make the chamor jealous. Another case. You go through any mitzvah. There's another case. There's a din that you're not allowed to take. You're not allowed to take for a korban a mechir kelev and an esnan zoyna. What's mechir kelev and an esnan zoyna? Esnan zoyna is a case where you have a woman who is paid for an illicit act, right? And she says she got paid with a sheep. You may not take that sheep and use that as a korban. Yeah, that's an esnan zoyna. Or a mechir kelev. What's a mechir kelev? I have a sheep. I have a dog and you have a sheep. And I exchange my dog for your sheep. That sheep that I bring, I cannot take it to a base mikdash. Why not? What's the idea behind that? Says the chinuch. So the chinuch says a very digger thing. He says, Tama Issa, one second, where is this? He said, the reason behind the Issa, if you want to look it up, it's a top kuf ayin aleph. A korban is bo le tahe machshavo yisa odam. It's come to purify a person's mind. And to purify to the extent that he's absolutely pure. Since it comes from this source, perhaps, maybe this Esnan's not bringing this korban, somebody else is bringing the korban, but there may be you may be thinking about that. To a small extent, this animal comes from an Esnan Zoyna, and therefore somehow you give certain element of respect to a chet, and he says, V'yipagel machshavtoi bo'oysa machshava harava b'zoya. And that will make the korban piggle. That will disqualify the korban. It could be that you'll think about the source of this. The korban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want it. Don't bring it. Le'isavi beis alekacha. I don't want it. Keep it. A kelev, what's the idea behind a kelev? A kelev is the idea of when a person brings a korban is something that you're supposed to feel that I should be going through this. You know, the animal is shechted, I should really be shechted. Animal is sprinkled blood, I should be sprinkled blood. And therefore you associate yourself with how the animal is suffering with how you should be suffering, and that should be a kapara. A dog is known as to be a very arrogant animal. Yeah, it doesn't apologize. It's an arrogant animal, it's kol lev, it's very defiant. Yeah, it may be very loyal, but it's very defiant. It has chutzpah to it, right? And he says, and therefore he says very clearly, V'aklov midu Hashem azei nefesh, v'shemo metoy chashvoy behen, and therefore when you think of a dog, you start thinking like a dog. And he won't have, u'betivon hachozot techozik nafshoy, his element within himself will become stronger, v'tiksha orpoy, and his neck will become stiff, and he won't have that much regret that he should be having that as a korban. HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands from us not just don't murder, not just don't sell avodah zarah. It demands from us how much hatred you should be hating something that should be hated, how to treat your shoyer and the chamor that chamor should not be jealous of the shoyer, how to think of every mitzvah or machshava we're supposed to have to ensure that we're absolutely pure. When you bring a korban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, unless you have the right machshava, unless you come with anova, unless you come with no chet, I don't want it. These are what's demanded from us. And when you come to Rosh Hashanah, you know, we see all the al-chet, shavtonu fenecha, this and that, and we think to ourselves, what? I did this terrible aveira. But hopefully not. But within that chet, there's so many elements of what we do have a shaychus with. The sensitivity that Torah demands from us, it goes so far and goes so deep that these are what the parashas are talking about here. Just finish off, the Torah talks about the halacha of a kan sipur. What's the din of a kan sipur? Kan sipur is an element of not taking a mother bird. A mother naturally protects her young. It's an instinct. Don't use the instinct of the mother to your advantage. Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, you get people sometimes who are very gentle. They can't say no. Don't take advantage of them. You ask them for something, you know they'll say yes, but they may not want to.
What's the connection between Shiloh HaKen and Rehut Yamin?
What's the difference between Shiloh HaKen? That's appreciating parents. Like, just like the instinct of a parent to look after a child, yeah? So to kibbutz of aim is also Rehut Yamin, it's instinct of the parent. And therefore, this is ultimately the sensitivity we've got to require between ourselves, between our enemies, between our friends, even our animals. That's what Torah requires from us.